Scandals, secret cabals, the Illuminati, myths and realities in a world of shadows. Today, topical. Hey, something for me that's not in the past or in the future. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines. Scandal involving two of hip-hop's biggest names, Jay-Z and Sean Diddy Combs. This is being linked to none other than the Illuminati. Here's the thing, these kinds of accusations aren't new. For decades, people have speculated about a secret cabal bound by antisocial rituals, you know, eating babies and stuff, or these orgies. And that cabal, of course, they believe secretly runs the world. The Illuminati, they say, is at the center of it all. So what's the truth behind these stories? Is there any reality to the idea of a shadowy elite controlling global events? Well, of course there is. Well, they're not shadowy. And they're not who we're talking about. Are we just looking for someone to blame when the world gets out of control? So the Illuminati was a real organization once. Founded in 1776 in Bavaria. The group's goal wasn't world domination. Rather, they challenged religious dogma and promoted reason, secularism, and equality. They were intellectuals and reformers, and they didn't last long. By the 1780s, the Bavarian government had banned the group, and its members scattered for their own safety. Here's where it gets interesting. The Illuminati then became a scapegoat. After the French Revolution, conspiracy theorists began to claim that the Illuminati had been behind the upheaval. Over time, the myth of an all-powerful secret society took on a life of its own. Today, the term Illuminati seems to be shorthand for any secret cabal supposedly pulling the strings, whether it's global bankers, tech elites, or even music industry moguls. So why are Jay-Z and Diddy linked to the Illuminati? Part of it is their success. In a society obsessed with wealth and fame, we often assume that anyone who rises to the top must have cut some sort of deal to get there, sold their soul, or whatever could be worse. Take Jay-Z's use of symbols. The pyramid hand gesture he's popularized, often called the Rockefeller diamond, is frequently cited as proof of Illuminati ties. Then there's his love of art and mysticism, even philosophy. Heaven forbid, a black man who reads, oh my god, and makes money? Fuck. How will the world survive? Sean Combs, too, has faced similar accusations. His immense influence, his connections, his ability to remain relevant in an ever-changing industry. This all fuels speculation that he is, in fact, not a person, but a demon of some sort. Here's the truth. The Illuminati rumors say more about us than they do about them. These narratives thrive because they offer simple explanations for complex realities. Why are some people so successful? Why does the world feel so chaotic? Why do people who had hard childhoods seem to grow up and victimize the vulnerable, such as 13-year-olds in an orgy? While blaming a shadowy cabal makes it easier to process these uncertainties, it's a lot easier than simply addressing the complexity of identity and how it interacts with society. So let's talk about the most sensational part of the Illuminati myth, the idea that members are bound by antisocial rituals, sacrifices, oaths, or acts of submission that ensure loyalty and secrecy. This trope dates back centuries. Secret societies from the Freemasons, both my grandfathers were Masons, to the Templars, have long been accused of conducting bizarre rituals. Why? Because secrecy breeds suspicion. In the case of celebrities, these rumors tap into a deep cultural anxiety about power and morality. The idea that success in industries like music or film comes with a moral cost, that to reach the top you must sell your soul, betray your values, or harm others, lets people believe that they're not less than. It lets people believe that they also could, if they were given the opportunity, sell their soul. It's dramatic, it's captivating, it's almost always unfounded. I mean, I haven't personally talked to anyone who may have been the devil at some point. That is an entity that negotiates such contracts. But the myth persists because it appeals to our fear of the unseen forces which we believe control our lives. Is there any truth to the idea of a secret cabal running the world? Well, yeah. I mean, G7. But they're not that secret, are they? Nope. Well, let's separate the myth from the reality. Powerful networks do exist. There are real networks of elites, political, corporate, and cultural, who wield significant influence. Think of the Bilderberg Group, the World Economic Forum. Oh, there we go. or private equity firms. These are not secret societies, but they are exclusive spaces where decisions are made away from public scrutiny. And, I mean, why should the public have any say in what their lives are going to be like, right? Secrecy breeds distrust. When powerful people operate behind closed doors, it's easy to assume they're plotting something nefarious. Transparency is the antidote, but many of these groups prefer to keep their discussions private. Simply, elitism is a factor. The celebrity factor, linking celebrities to the Illuminati, is often a way of grappling with the disparity between their success and our own struggles. It's easier to believe in a rigged system than to accept the randomness of luck, timing, and the appearance of talent. The Illuminati myth persists because it speaks to something primal. Our fear of the unknown. In a world that feels increasingly chaotic and inequitable, the idea of a shadow cabal offers a sense of order, even if that order is sinister. And of course, it plays back to the church myths that many of us are fed as children. Here's the thing, believing in the Illuminati or any other conspiracy can distract us from the real issues, including the real plots. Instead of holding actual power structures accountable, we can get caught up in chasing shadows, and who does that serve? Oh, yeah, we already know the answer. Jay-Z and Diddy aren't part of a secret cabal, most likely. The Illuminati, as it's imagined, doesn't exist. But the myths surrounding them tell us a lot about our society, our fears, our frustrations, and our desire to make sense of a complicated world. So the next time you hear about a scandal and Illuminati is whispered in the background, ask yourself, what's the real story here? How can we focus on the systems and structures that truly shape our lives? And what are these people actually being charged with? And why did it take so long to get to a basis for those charges? Why was the initial period of this engagement all about our fears of immorality? Thanks for listening. Stay curious, stay critical. See you next time.